she said happily. Jenna fumed silently. "We're having dinner in 5 minutes," announced Mrs. Lane, who had shorter hair and fewer freckles than Jenna, but similar coloring and features.
"Hey, Mom," said Zachary. "Isn't it my turn to do the dishes tonight?"
Mrs. Lane looked at her son as if he had come from another planet.
"As a matter of fact, it is," she answered. "But I never thought I would live to see the day when you would be reminding me of that."
Zachary smirked and glanced at his sister, whose face was so red with fury that he thought she would explode. He could swear steam was coming from her ears.
"Well, we all have to do our part, don't we?" he said.
"Unbelievable," said his stunned mother as she left his room and headed for the stairs, shaking her head.
Jenna and Zachary waited until their mom was out of hearing distance to pick up where they had left off.
"You are such an enormous jerk," spat Jenna. "I should have known. How could I have fallen for another one of your scams? I must be the biggest idiot in the world," she continued in frustration.
And she was. Her brother was always so clever, while she was so not clever. Somehow none of her parents' talents had been passed to her. That's why she rarely put effort into anything. Why bother? She couldn't measure up to the rest of her family, no matter what she did. She just had to face facts. Zachary had gotten a double dose of the Lane smart genes, and she had gotten none.
"Don't be so hard on yourself, Jen," said Zachary smoothly. "You're not the biggest idiot in the world. I mean, there must be one person who's a bigger idiot than you."
He held out his hands, palms up.
"I mean, I can't think of anyone at the moment, but there must be someone."
His sister glared at him with a savage intensity.
"Hey," said Zachary innocently, "you shouldn't be angry. I'm only hurting myself. You know how Mom and Dad are always saying that doing chores builds character?"
He grinned.
"Well, you'll be building a lot of character."
He lowered his eyes and looked sad.
"While I'll be ruining my life playing video games and watching movies."
"You think you're so cool," growled Jenna. "But I noticed you didn't say you'd be playing with your friends, did you? Because you barely have any."
For just an instant, Jenna thought she had landed a blow, that she had detected a flash of uncertainty or even anguish on Zach's face, but she couldn't be sure. And since his face was now back to its natural state of absolute confidence, she could well have imagined it.
"There is one other thing," said Zachary, clearly deciding to ignore what Jenna had just said.
"Well, two other things. What do you want first? The good news or the bad?"
"Neither," she said. "I'm leaving. You may have won the bet, but that doesn't mean I have to listen to your garbage for even a second longer."
"Yeah, well, this has to do with the bet," said Zachary. "So I'll make it quick, and then you can go. I'll start with the good news. I tried to pull this same scam on Dad earlier today, but he won the bet. He figured out what I was going to do and messed me up."
It figured, thought Jenna. If anyone could beat Zachary at his own game, it would be their dad.
"How is that good news?"
Zachary shrugged.
"I figured you'd like hearing that I got beaten."
Jenna had to admit he had a point.
"So how did he win?" she asked.
She could see someone figuring out what her brother was going to do, but she couldn't figure how anyone could take the bet and actually win.
"Good question. Until I tried it on Dad, I couldn't think of a way either. But Dad sure did. The second he accepted the bet, he grabbed all the cards already face up on the floor and turned them all over. Then he mixed them up, looked at me, and said, 'Okay, son, now turn over my card.'"
Jenna grinned.
"Wow, Dad really turned the tables on you."
She only wished she could have seen the look on her brother's face when it had happened.
"So what did you lose?" she asked.
Now it was Zachary's turn to smile.
"Funny you should ask that. That's the bad news part, at least for you."